You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's America's Next Top Model After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's America's Next Top Model After Show.
No, we can't. We will sing.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Jackie Moran. Welcome to the America's Next Top Model British Invasion. We're in episode 2. And before we get into introducing my fabulous co-hosts, some live in the studio and some from New York, let's have Ronnie share some info on where you can find us here on AfterBuzz.
Oh, yeah, real quick, I did want to let everyone know that these great hosts, Jackie and the crew here, work very hard for you guys here on the AfterBuzz Network, and we wanted to encourage everybody to write on our iTunes page, give us some nice little comments, let everyone know what you think as far as, you know, this show and our commentary. We love to hear from you, and we like to stay interactive. So go to our YouTube page, please. Go to our iTunes page, please. We do this for you. This is all about the fan interaction, because at the end of the day, Brittany, we're all super fans, right?
You know, that's exactly. And tell me how you like my outfit.
We all love
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Tell us if Brittany Brower is your favorite America's Next Top Model all-star of all time, because she is live in the studio in L.A. Brittany, we love having your inside scoop on the after show here for America's Next Top Model.
Love being here, Jackie. Thank you.
And we have Tyler Brockington joining Brittany in the studio. Welcome, Tyler.
Hello. Thank you. Good to be here. Can't wait to dish it out tonight.
I know, I'm ready to dish it because I have a feeling. Our last co-host coming in from New York, Mari Fagel, I have a feeling it's going to be one of her favorite episodes to chat about because it was the makeover episode. Right, Mari, don't you love those makeover episodes on America's Next Top Model?
I love the makeover episodes and I love the Kardashians. So it was like my two worlds colliding because, Jackie, you and I host the Kardashians after shows. And so it was like... Like two of our favorite people in one episode.
I know. It was like this episode was made for us. Brittany, I really want your inside take as we go into the makeovers and all this kind of stuff because you live this. Guys, this is an America's Next Top Model live in the studio with us talking about the show. You can't get better than that. So we definitely have to get into all the good stuff. Episode 2 here on British Invasion. Let's get right into the makeovers, guys. There's always drama, that's for sure. The one thing I don't think I expected was Asmarie's hair washing sessions, but other than that...
Oh, I can't wait to get into that. Oh, that little lesbo.
She loved it. She could not get enough of those hair washing sessions.
Oh my God, that girl just wanted... She was like, who's next?
Yeah.
I mean, did they tip her? Did she get paid? Because that girl was working it.
She loved it, though. Like, her tip was just getting to feel the girls and have fun with them. That's what she wanted.
Oh, my God.
Can I ask you guys your opinion on this? What do you think? I mean, it's interesting because a lot of them feel that Asmarie is one of the strongest competitors. I don't know. What are you making, now that we're on the subject of her, I don't know. She's a little strange for me, like the hair washing thing. It has nothing to do with her sexual preference. I just think she's a little creepy for me. Is anybody else feeling that?
Well, I just think she's a big old lesbo and that she just took her opportunity to jump in and be like, oh my God, I can just go wash some girl's hair out. And she was just like that. She was just loving it. I think she might have a head fetish. I mean, there's a lot to be determined yet if she's going to be the strongest one because she's yet to produce a good photo. So I love how everyone's like, oh, they love her, love her. Cause I do like her look. I think it is very unique, but She's not producing. I will say that.
No, her photo this week was terrible.
And I was telling Tyler earlier tonight, and we'll get into that later, that I think she'll blossom at some point. I just don't think she's really had her chance yet. A first photo shoot, they wanted her to be George Washington, and then now the second photo shoot, they want her to be a baby. So,
oh, God. Which are so far from her. I can't wait to hear your spin on having these girls dress up as toddlers and then yell at half of them for being too sexy. You're asking 20-something-year-old girls to dress up as toddlers.
That are like, on a modeling show. Oh, I can't wait to get that.
It drives me crazy.
I'm dying to get to that in a little bit. I cannot wait. I seriously, like, we have to stay on topic, and it's killing me because I just want to jump so much to that right now. But I do
I know.
Have also a lot
Brittany,
to say.
You have to hold it in. You have to hold it in. You've held in your America's Next Top Model secrets in the past season, so I know you can do it.
Even when
I tried to find out who the winner was, you would not tell me. For that, I know that contract is a scary one. But anyway, before we leave the makeovers and get to what we all want to get to is that photo shoot, I definitely want to get, and your take also, Mari, I just want to clarify calling out Asmarie for being a little creepy. I would have said the same thing if that was a guy massaging the heads of women, so I don't want anybody to get all defensive. It is absolutely nothing to do with her sexual preference, just about the fact that she was like, yeah, who am I doing next? That's all. That's the only beef I had. But there was definitely some drama in the makeover sessions with Louise, Ebony getting burned by the curling iron. Normally, there's always a breakdown. Louise, I don't think it was that bad. I don't think she had really anything to freak out about, but she was our breakdown of the episode, makeover episode. So what did you guys make of that?
Well, she looked amazing, and she was freaking out so hard on that her hair was going to become dark, which it wasn't all that dark. It was just kind of a little bit of low lights, and at the end, looked phenomenal. And they even told her that, and she was freaking out that her agency was going to get mad that now she's going back brunette. And come on, let them work with her. They know what they're doing. That's their job.
Every cycle.
I just have a fear with her because I think that she has the strongest potential. I love her. I think she looks like a Swedish beauty. Mm-hmm. She looks like a Linda Evangelista, but blonde now. And she has some strong potential, but I'm seeing a side of her personality that I have a feeling is going to be a problem. And it started with the makeover and then continued into the judging session. She just kind of has this bitchy air about her and this attitude about her that I have a feeling is going to be her downfall here because Tyra does not like attitude and she's not appreciative.
Right.
She definitely owns the bitch for this episode, the bitch category, which is hard because pink hair, Sophie.
Yes.
She was second bitch up, but I do
but
think,
I love
but
Sophie.
I think she's
Wait,
bitch.
When was Sophie a bitch? In the, Wait, when I love Sophie.
When oh, they're in the confessional.
I was just about to explain. Sophie is like funny bitch, and I am all about some funny bitches, hence myself. I love a funny girl that like makes fun of things and makes me laugh while she's cracking on other people. Trust me, I'm Team Sophie. Nothing.
See, and
with
I
that.
Think she was totally a standout in this episode. She...
Right, but I'm saying that
Sophie is a standout every episode. She's going to continue to be. She's hands down my favorite, hands down for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, and it was her, and I forget which other girl it was, when they were in the confessional just dishing on all the Americans.
The Scottish one.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's what made me love her even more, how crazy and funny she can be. Like, she wasn't extremely rude. She was just speaking her opinion and just making a point, which was amazing.
She's almost like the Lisa Vanderpump of The Real Housewives. Like, she's the Lisa Vanderpump of America's Next Top Model in a way, because Sophie's like that one that the viewers love it. As you said, Brittany, bring it on, the funny bitch. I'm all about it. But you know those other contestants are watching her and hating on her right now. And I don't know if they knew how much she was talking about them behind their backs during, but I don't know. Do you get to, actually, that's a good question for you, Brittany. Do you get to hear those confessionals and things like that? Do you get any idea of what the girls are saying as it's going on?
Oh, no, not at all. We have no idea. All that's confidential, of course. So we don't know who's saying what and what's being said. And thank God, or everyone probably would have hated me during my original cycle of Cycle 4. Because
smacked everyone.
I was very happy. Those were private interview sessions. Very happy about that.
Well, I definitely think, you know, with the makeovers, I have to say, I was a little worried when this started that with the pink hair and the red, white, and blue and all this crazy stuff, them, you know, Tyree saying it's a European inspiration. I'm thinking Kelly Osbourne, oh my gosh, what is going to happen to these girls? But I have to say, for the most part, all the girls, and Sophie especially with pink hair, really were rocking it after their makeovers. Even Ebony with her curling iron burn, they all were really rocking it, I think. I mean, I don't think anybody looked disastrous, no matter how crazy the look.
I have to tell you, one person looked disastrous. I think they totally ruined her look, and it's a shame. And this is Kyle. I think that Kyle had a really strong look, had that great brunette hair with that pale skin. And now she has that awful, like, orange-colored hair with the bangs, and bangs with the long face and the orange hair. It ruined her look. It really did. I thought everyone else looked good. They've ruined her look, totally.
Well, I would say, too, that I don't really think that a lot of the other black girls really got anything strong. A lot of the girls didn't. They had long, straight hair with big bangs. Like, I guess Tyra just thought being edgy was giving everyone bangs, which is, side note, what she did to me at Psycho 4. She's like, Brittany, we're just going to straighten your hair and blunt out your bangs. So that's exactly what she gave me at Psycho 4 was I had long, dark hair and bangs, blunted out bangs. So she did the same thing with three of the American girls. I kind of agreed with, you know, Sophie on that, oh, they all look alike
right
now. You know, it really kind of looked like, and then even the, you know, the black girls on the European side, they kind of got like just big diva, like just more hair and bigger. I didn't see them really go with the wild colors with them.
Like, they could have done some crazy colors, some fun dreads, just an edgier cut, but it was all the same. Everybody got bangs and bigger hair.
Let's just give the white girls a crazy, like, blues and the pinks and the red, white, and blue, and we'll just do that for them.
Right. But believe it or not, I think Sophie, with cotton candy pink hair, was actually looking really great. So, I mean, I think crazier would have been better. I agree.
Uh-huh.
I would have liked to have seen more, exaggeration. When I heard it, I thought it was going to be disastrous. But you're right, Mari. I'm glad you mentioned that about Kyle, because I really kind of forgot about her once she got her makeover. And I have to think that now that you said that's why. Because once her look changed, she didn't stand out to me anymore.
How come? See, I can't even remember Kyle.
Which one was she?
And she
Kyle,
did.
This is that and Kyle, brunette, the beautiful brunette.
The one that you loved. And didn't she do on?
She was with Mariah.
She was, yeah, with Mariah
the
in the photo. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that was a photo that Kelly absolutely hated.
Right.
Mariah and Kyle.
Yep.
What?
So we will get to those photos, everybody. But before we do, I have to just bring this up, and I kind of almost don't even want to because I'm really not sure why this even took place. Unless I missed something, just an excuse maybe for Candace and Simone to get in the fight. But the food challenge, can someone?
Oh my God!
Maybe as a contestant on the show, you can explain this one to me.
No, I have to stop the presses. Stop everyone! Everyone has got to stop right now. I've got to talk about this. Watching it, this is one of those moments of Top Model times when I watch it where I really want to turn the channel and I really want to stop watching because it really angers me. What the hell did this have to do with America's Next Top Model? Let's put the girls through a Fear Factor food challenge and make them eat the most disgusting food from the other person's country. I'm sorry, I am from the South and I've never even had pickled pig's feet. I mean, it's just the most random crap. No, but hold up. What?
You know what it
did they win?
Nothing. But
they didn't win anything.
Yeah. What did they win? What was the point of it?
A culture clash. Remember last week I was saying my big fear was that she was going to play up the stupid British versus American all season long, and while it worked the first episode, it would get like cliche and dumb fast. That's exactly
They're
what it felt
still
like.
Doing
like
it.
Okay,
still
we're
doing
gonna
it.
Eat American
no, but
food, and Americans are going to eat British food, and I thought it was so stupid.
Right, but okay, even what I'm asking though is what was the purpose of it? They didn't even win a prize for it. They made these people eat the most disgusting thing, which, hello, they're models. Let's not have them eat crap if they don't need to. Let's just have them eating the bare minimal so they look as good as they do. And then you want to do a food challenge on America's Next Top Model with the most disgusting / fattiest foods, might I add. And they don't even win anything for it. What are you going to do? Give them a gift certificate for Lane Bryant after they chug back all that food? It's absolutely disgusting. Like, congratulations, you're fat. Now you're a plus size model.
If there was a prize, completely agree. It would have been fun and funny to do, but there was absolutely no point to it. And yet Simone just dove into whatever she ate. Simone was not giving it up.
Of course they had the plus size girl eating all the food. And I totally agree with Brittany that what bothered me about it is that it didn't make sense to the episode and it didn't make sense to modeling. And as a former model myself as well, I can definitely, you know, I think Brittany and I feel this, and I'm sure you guys do too. You don't have to be a model to say, why are these girls eating terrible food when there's no prize and no relation to becoming a better model? Like, that's just pure for entertainment. But it didn't even work because it just didn't fit on all these levels.
And if I was irritated when I watched them. Like, why are they doing this?
Yeah, and if I were the girls, I would be like, I'm not going to eat any of this crap. What's the prize? What's in it for me? Absolutely nothing. So why were they doing
that? That actually would have made it a better segment if someone did say that.
Yeah, because there's no prize. Why are we doing
this? What did I say? I told Tyler this on the way here in the vehicle. I said to him, I go, you know what they should have done? They should have said the girl that says, I'm not going to eat this because I'm trying to keep my figure. They go, oh, you won.
Yeah, because they are smart.
Yeah, you thought about not eating a whole bunch of crap.
Right.
Like, I think everyone should win a prize a day for not eating something on the show.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Well, let's move on from that because we could definitely go on and on about that. But
I could spend the next 45 minutes on that.
What's that?
I said, I could spend the next 45 minutes on that.
I know you could, Brittany. I know you could. That's why I need to move us on to
Thank you, Jackie.
Just as equally crazy. Another crazy themed photo shoot with toddlers, Kardashians, moms and daughters. Somebody please explain the photo shoot to me, even though, of course, it got interesting because the Kardashians are involved. But, Mari, why don't you start with this, because bringing together our two worlds, what did you think of this Kardashian Addams Family toddler nightmare?
I just thought there's always a moment for some reason in every America's Next Top Model episode that is so, like, embarrassing that it makes me uncomfortable to watch. And it's mostly always Tyra saying something stupid or doing something embarrassing. But this time it was like when those girls were, like, sitting on Kris Jenner's lap, like, grown adults, grown women sitting on her lap and, like, being fed baby food by Kris Jenner. I was like, this is so weird.
You know, there's so many other ways I feel like they could have made a cool shoot with the Jenner families. They could have had them, you know, I don't know. I can't even, like, think of something, but something could have been better than being toddlers and sit on her lap and be in a cage.
Right, and it's like when Luis and Alicia's photo, and they said that Alicia didn't look jealous enough of Luis getting the baby food. Like, that's just creepy to me. Like, am I supposed to be jealous that you're getting baby food and we have two Wednesday Addams in the back staring at us? No.
From Kris Kardashian, no less.
Yeah, it's so odd.
Oh, gosh.
The thing that's now, Brittany, crazy here is I felt like it was a lose-lose situation. Like, last week they were getting mad, like, oh, you don't look like John Lennon jumping on a trampoline. You don't look like Princess Diana jumping on a trampoline. Or Jackie O. How are you supposed to look like Jackie O and jump on a trampoline? And what bothered me here was like, oh, you look too sexy as a toddler. That's because you're putting 20-something hot women in, like, underwear with a lollipop in their mouth. What do you want them to look like?
That's borderline creepy and a little sexual.
And the lollipop actually got second best photo.
Yeah.
But, yes, it is... It is, once again, another outrageous top model photo shoot. And something that a topic that I'd like to bring up is how funny is it? You can just tell how top model is getting lazy, too, because they just keep shoving, like, as many girls as they can in a photo at one time instead of, like, how it used to be back in the good old era of, you know, Tooth Cycle 4. It was ever since the beginning, we had every photo by ourselves.
Yeah,
so it's always we got our own time in front of the camera, always us. And now it's just like, all right, people, we got to wrap this up. We're just going to put every girl on there, like, two by two by two. It's like Noah's Ark.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone just goes.
Well, you know what I think is interesting about it, and that's a good call, Brittany, is it's making it harder for me to differentiate the girls, at least with these first two episodes. There's really only three or four girls that I know off the top of my head, and I'm a super fan of the show. We're all watching this because we are experts on Top Model here, and I can only name off the back of my hand, like, quickly, if you had to shout out some standout girls from the season so far, I can only name a few of them.
I think
that has to do with the fact that they keep getting paired together.
I have Luis and Asmarie.
Oh, that's my only two that I actually know their
Luis
names,
and
I really can know their name is Asmarie and Sophie.
Oh, Sophie, that's Sophie. What I'm thinking of.
And Ashley for me.
And also, I want to say, as my, like, I'm from my side of it as well, you know, at the end of when Top Model Cycle 4 was over for me and I had all of my photos, even my, you know, my good old one from All Star, that's stuff that you can actually put in your book because it's your photo. It's you. Whereas now all these girls are sharing half their, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're sharing that could have been from their book. They can't use that stuff in their book now. You never put a photo, just a little tip, you guys. You never put a photo unless it's actually, like, something that you were paid to do, like in an advertisement where there's other models. You never do photos. You know what I'm saying? Jackie, you know this. In your book, you
right.
don't want to put other girls in it because they can see another girl in it and be like, actually, we like her.
Yeah, that's your competition.
Yeah.
So you always have your book full of stuff from you. And in Top Model, trust me, these are such over-the-top, crazy photo shoots that they're not really gonna work in your book a lot anyways when you start off. So it's just kind of bad for these girls that not only is it our usually most shoots over the top now at this point, but they're also ones that you're sharing with all these other girls.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but I think for the especially for the British girls, like they were hoping this is their chance to get some exposure and build an American level book and all that, and it's not really happening for them because of exactly the points you just made, Brittany. These are not photos that you can walk away with in the real world of modeling and, you know, show them to agencies. It just wouldn't happen. As we say, it's, I think, more about, you know, it's ventured into building a brand, and that's kind of more personality-based, and that's where Top Model's going, and I think that makes sense because it's obviously TV-related, but
right.
for the true world of hardcore edit, you know, editorial modeling, this is kind of veering from that. But nonetheless, the photos are still fun to look at, and I think I have to say there were a couple photos that really stood out for me this week. And believe it or not, it was the trio of Catherine, Laura, uh-huh. and Sophie. If we can get that picture up, I know Ronnie's got all these pictures in store for us.
Well, I don't believe it or not, because I do
but
think
but that
I'll
first
do that
photo,
right now.
Catherine, Laura, and Sophie, I have to say, when it was happening during the quick cuts of the photo shoot, I didn't think it was going to be super great, and it ended up being my favorite photo. And of course, they chose Laura as the best photo.
Right. And thank God she got her makeover.
Laura was incredible, though. Honestly, when you guys are talking about how it's not good to model with other girls because, like, the other girls may stand out, Laura stands out above and beyond the other two on this.
She did.
At first, Sophie was, like, making fun of her, like, oh my God, she's falling out of the crib. She looked impeccable. I mean, to be able to have her face like that and be backwards or upside down, I'm sorry, like that, that takes real talent. This is only her second time in. I thought it was flawless.
Brittany, what do you think? Like, do you think that is a flawless, or I almost feel like she kind of got lucky? And I know you say sometimes you wonder were there better pictures and all that. I don't know. I don't know if Laura is standing out for me as true talent or if she kind of got lucky, but I will say this was an amazing shot. And Sophie, even though Laura stood out more than Sophie here, Sophie is starting to emerge for me as a very strong face, at least photogenically. And I know, Mari, you tweeted something about Sophie and loving her.
I love her. I don't understand why the judges didn't like her because they kept saying her body was weak. But look at that face. She's our generation's pretty, is what I tweeted. Those eyes are incredible, and I thought she looked great.
I thought that Sophie was going to be a better shot in this when she did kind of what I would say call the Allison eyes, you know, those big doll eyes. I thought she was going to have a better shot, and I did think her face looked great. I think she got lost in the photo, you know what I mean? Like, because of her positioning, I did lose her a little bit in the photo. I, like, obviously, my main focus went down to Laura. And I saw Laura, because she's, like, bent over, and she just kind of really lucked out.
She made an amazing choice. She made that choice, and it worked.
And it worked.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that Sophie kind of had a great face. But I don't, obviously she was just kind of standing there, so I don't think that was the best, which it wasn't her fault. I think her face looked amazing. I think Sophie is definitely, I will say it, one to watch in this competition. Mm-hmm. Not only is she very spunky and, you know, love her candid, you know, remarks and the way she kind of has so much fun in confessionals, I like the way she looks, and I told you I kind of was going toward the Brits a little bit.
Yeah, and
hey, Brittany, since you're in studio, are we on track with the right pictures?
Are not, actually. We need the one with three girls. Sorry, it's a beautiful photo, but no, we're not.
It's actually the one with Catherine, Laura, and Sophie. Yeah. We're trying to make sure we get our pictures on track for you guys watching.
I'll let you know.
On AfterBuzzTV.com.
Keep going. You're
there.
And if you're listening on iTunes, then you're with us anyway. But yes. We'll keep going, and we'll move on to Ashley and Asmarie, because Ashley, guys, is my one that I said I really kind of like, and I don't know why. And you know what? She was runner-up this week.
Yeah, she was runner-up.
You can't understand a word the girl says, but you know what? She outshined Asmarie, which everyone thinks she's like the most, you know, strong, threatening one in this competition, and Ashley outshined Asmarie in their photo.
Right. Asmarie didn't bring it in this photo. She's looking down. She had nothing to it. She was just very blah.
Good. I couldn't wait to talk about this one, because this is the one that I really wanted to discuss. You know, Asmarie, we all hope for big things with her. We're waiting for that, like, dang, that's a hot shot moment with her. At least I am, at least. But what I don't like is she must not be very good at kind of her acting skills. And you know that it takes a big place when you're taking a good photograph. You have to be able to, like, play with whatever they want you to be. Like, Mara, you were saying last week how it doesn't matter what you're given as long as you can just make it work. Mm-hmm. I think it's that kind of thing with this. Like, she's so harsh with all her tattoos, and she has a very, like, dramatic, strong, strong look. And I just think she had no idea how to play a baby. And you could tell by watching her on the show. She had no idea how to, like,
your eyes at all.
No, at all.
I actually agreed with when Tyra was like, it looks like her tattoos are drawn with pen. Like, that strong, edgy, crazy look she has, you can't even tell because her face isn't showing any of that.
Right.
No, she's just kind of looking away. You could tell she was so awkward when they shot this, because she's so awkward with it. Like, she's looking down. She felt very uncomfortable by shooting this because she isn't that taller type, and she's like, look, I'm not having kids.
She's so edgy, yet, like you said, she has to act. When she get thrown something, you've got to work with it. And it seemed last time when she was George Washington, this time now she's the toddler. All these girls have to go with it, and you've got to put your acting skills in on it. It's not just modeling. You've got to feel the character and get into it.
Yeah, and she did not feel the character. She just kind of grabbed a crayon and thought and hoped for and crossed her fingers for the best.
Exactly. Asmarie is that one. As our viewers know, I visited the set of Cycle 18. I was lucky enough to join the gang, and I got a peek at Asmarie as she passed by, and I couldn't share this last season, but now that it's on, I can share this, that Asmarie really is someone who stands out from the crowd, and she's the only one I remembered without knowing the names of the contestants, yet she's almost like my Bianca, where it's like if you have attitude and you have something edgy going on, you got to back it up. And I don't think Asmarie is backing it up for me with her photos, because at the end of the day, you can be the edgiest, most memorable, most different person, and it doesn't matter when you get in front of that camera unless you bring it to the camera.
Right. And she's almost one of those contestants who you remember and you see, and they're so edgy, yet I don't see her as much on the show whenever they're just filming the show regularly at all. You just see her during the photos and the photo shoots. She doesn't really have a personality that they showcase a lot.
Except that she likes to wash hair.
Yeah, that's it. She's a lesbian that loves to
wash
hair.
Let's go to someone else who I really have to give a lot of credit, and that's Ebony and Candace, because Ebony, to me, actually had one of the prettiest photos, and she had a curling iron burn on her mm-hmm. face, and she still rocked it on that camera. She completely outshined Candace in this photo, and hopefully we'll get it up for those watching on AfterBuzz TV, but if you're listening on iTunes, you definitely remember Ebony, because I think that, you know, the judges said she totally draws you in. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, for me, Ebony stood out as one of my most memorable photos from the episode last night.
Right. And with Candace, Candace looks very bored, not really posing. Amazing legs, as the judges said.
Modeling, not acting, and right. This is an acting shoot. This is an acting shoot, as are most top model shoots now at this point. It's not really just like cover girl, pretty face.
And Candace looks so bored in this shot. Like, she's not in it. I don't see her as a toddler at all.
I would have grabbed one of those, like, K's. See that big block in the background? I would have grabbed one of those bitches and been like, and played
and used it. I wonder why they didn't say anything to Candace very much about her looking too sexy. All she's doing is the pouty lip. All she's giving is the sexy, like, look. And they never even really said anything.
Right.
Yeah, I think that when I was watching them, all I wrote was, like, pouty, pouty, and more pouty. I mean... Ebony's picture, while it was beautiful, these two, there's nothing toddler going on here. I mean, if you look at this with the guy with the balloons and the Kardashians looking like stone and Kris Jenner looking creepy, this is actually really creepy to look at. Like,
very.
Just take a second and look at this.
It's super creepy. Okay. Like, Wednesday Addams and Wednesday Addams and the clown in the background. This is all just super scary.
You know
it's
what
haunted
I just
house.
Thought of? You know what I just thought of? Oh, my God. What this is, especially for the girls that actually shot this whole photo shoot. You know how last week it was an ad for Party City and they were in the bags of Party City? This is what you get at the fair when you pay $2 to take a picture with the Kardashians. This is your souvenir. Like, who wants to take a picture with the Kardashians?
Right.
It's only $2.
And
step
it's all
right up.
So Halloween themed. Like, it's so Halloween-y.
I mean,
Brittany, I always love what you come out with, and you happen to be right on with that, I have to say. But nonetheless, there are some more great photos to talk about. And I have to say, I think Alicia and Louise, another one where people are saying Louise is so strong and beautiful and Linda Evangelista. I don't know, guys. Louise, for me, in this photo, she's someone I wouldn't remember today. If I didn't take notes on this show, I don't think I'd remember this photo. What do you guys
think? Which one is this?
Not there yet.
Louise and who was it?
Louise and Alicia. And Alicia is somebody that a lot of people are saying is one of their strongest looks. So I don't know.
I don't think this is that strong.
Right.
I don't get it. I still don't like either. And this one where Alicia, this is where Alicia, what Tyler was talking about earlier, wasn't, you know,
Of her getting baby
and
food.
That definitely doesn't look jealous.
But that's still creepy. Why is
I would maybe even if I were her, and I if for people that are listening on iTunes, sorry, you can't see my face, but if I were her, I would even been like more of like a, like, you know, just like that, I want some, like, put your mouth out, be a baby, pal. Like,
right.
She's just like,
she's playing totally
okay
towards the
waiting.
Camera and not towards.
I'm okay waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Or, okay, I mean, that's not, I don't know.
Oh,
that's
God,
but
this is a photo of Alicia where if you look up close, when they did the up close on it, her nostrils were flaring like crazy, and I was like, oh, God, this is terrible. So from afar, it looks all right, but from up close, it is all kinds of wrong.
Louise,
I actually like, if you're going along the standard of, oh, she didn't look baby enough and she looked too sexy, then no, you're not going to like it. But in terms of a normal, good, beauty modeling shot, I think she looks awesome.
Can we talk about the actual real Kardashian girls in this photo and how thin their thighs are, especially, was that Kylie?
Yes.
I mean, whoa.
I know.
Disorder? Oh my gosh.
You know, I think for me, I feel like I want to see more. You're right, Brittany. You just gave great advice on, in 2 seconds, how you can interpret being a toddler, and maybe this isn't what you would do as a model, like your first couple of shoots out, but you do have to interpret things and interpret moods. And this made me more commercial and more creepy carnival right now, but at the same time, it does still exemplify what you have to do as a model, and they're not doing it. Brittany, you just did it in 2 seconds in the studio, how you would interpret a toddler. So that's what I'm really missing from all these girls.
They're not getting it to act like a toddler, and I'll say on their behalf, Again, it's such a fine line. You never know what they want. So I think everyone's kind of playing it safe. They think that they're going to be like two. I tell you who would not be playing it safe is, you know, Miss Lisa, and I think myself too. We wouldn't be playing, that's not our character. But I think these girls are like not knowing how to really show it without going over the top. They're not showing any personality. They're still trying to just be like, I'm going to be a toddler model.
Mm. Right.
I'm going to be a model. I'm like, no, that's speaking no, of baby. You're going to be a toddler.
Your good friend from All Stars, the winner, Lisa D'Amato, I actually have some picks that she gave for her favorites this season. And Brittany, I know you may be able to get Lisa to join us, hopefully, on this show, but that'll be coming up in News and Gossip.
Yes.
But first, let's get to the last two photos, which left the last two girls standing, unfortunately, two American girls. Let's do Annalise and Simone, the plus-size girl, not really showing off her curves, and Annalise kind of just looking like, I think as they put it, Diana Ross on Cracker Jack.
On Cracker Jack. I love that quote by Kelly. That was my favorite of the night. Diana Ross on Cracker Jacks. I kind of want to know what that
means. I know. I actually like this photo, though, and I thought it fit her personality well. She's the one who has such a strong, great personality, and that shines through in the photos. She does kind of look like Diana Ross on crack, but she has a ton of personality doing it.
I just love Cracker Jack.
Yeah, Cracker Jacks. Like that. Like, she couldn't just say crack. She had to go with Cracker Jacks. Yeah. Find the prize in the Cracker Jacks.
I never look like that when I eat Cracker Jacks or when I do crack. I don't look like that on either way. I'm just kidding, guys. I don't do crack. Everyone calm down.
But Simone does look just so bored and just...
Oh. Terrible, boring photo. First of all, I'll give her a tiny inch of credit and say that the thing that they put her in, first of all, she's a big girl. You're going to put her in bright white, not a smooth. And it's not a fitting white, right? So it would have brought it, it'll have cinched to her body a little bit more so you at least see some curves. They put her in a moo-moo. They put the big girl in a moo-moo, people. And they're complaining about not seeing her curves. Then why'd put her in a moo-moo?
I have to agree, and I have to say, I think the only thing that saved Simone this week was the fact that she was Michelle Obama, or at least tried to be, or at least they tried to make her that she was on the first episode. If it weren't for that, I have to say, I think Simone would have gone home.
Totally agree. I 100% agree. If she didn't get top photo last week, she would have been gone this week.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I think it's interesting that we're going to talk about who was ousted, and that's Mariah for being boring when we just saw how boring Simone was. Or maybe it was because she shoved all those intestines down her throat for the food challenge. So maybe actually that silently saved Simone. But I have to say, Mariah, as boring as they say she is personality-wise, and Kyle here, I didn't love this photo, but I have to say, I think Mariah could make a very beautiful model. Native American, that's pretty, you know, it's different for the show. I don't know if I agree with Mariah being ousted quite so early. I do agree that she didn't have so much personality going yet, but as a model, I think she was a little bit stronger than a few of the other girls.
I actually liked her in this shot, and I was drawn to her between these two. The other one, though, light skin, like I thought they were right on that. She's very stiff, but I actually liked Mariah in this picture, and I did not agree. I think if anyone, Simone should have been gone home over her. I'm sorry, I like the way she's clinging to her mommy. Like, no, I don't know. I didn't agree with her.
And even during the makeovers, when she was freaking out about getting bangs because she's Native American, it's like, poor girl, just got these bangs. Now she's got to go back home. Can't put her hair in a ponytail anymore.
Oh, and can we talk? One thing I did not like about
Mariah.
No,
not a ponytail, a braid.
Oh, a braid. She's got to get that
good
braid.
Riddance, though. She was kind of annoying me in the beginning.
Yes.
She was I don't know if I'm going to like the British. I mean, going back, you know, the Native Americans had America first, and then there was the British Revolution. So we have long stemming food. And I was like, what are you talking about?
We were just talking about that.
I don't know if I could lose my braid. That's like cutting off my culture. And I was like, oh my God, stop playing the Native American card. There has to be something else other than that.
Yes.
No, let me tell you this. BTW, this just in, that happened like 500 years ago. We're going to move on from pulling the Native American card on the British.
And I mean,
come on, if you're going to be mad at anyone, be mad at your own family for not being able to stand up to the British. That's just what I'm saying.
And who was the British girl saying, I don't even know what Native Americans are. We don't have those.
I love the British. Yeah, they
had no clue what British Native Americans even were.
I don't even know what a Native American is. I was like... Yeah, because y'all. You know,
because that happened so long ago.
Because your country's been around since the beginning of time. No one. You're like, you guys started, you know, like, not, y'all didn't have Native Americans because y'all were just there always.
Right.
Don't, I actually would have kept her around just to keep hearing the ridiculous Native American references and being able to laugh about it, because I have to agree, that is hilarious. It was just as useless as information as possible, so irrelevant, and I thought it was hysterical. But I really do have to say, I think as a model, I really think she had some interesting potential, and I would have liked to have seen that. I don't think she had anything going on for her. I mean, I think she was ready to become a lesbian with Asmarie just to,
yes,
you know, think she's doing the right thing on America's Next Top Model.
Yep.
So she definitely didn't have a backbone, but I think she had modeling potential.
I think we should have kept her around and for some Native American lesbo action.
See how well that went over in the culture.
And, yeah, I mean, hey, I was hoping to see something like that. I don't think she should have gone home yet. I don't think she should stay long. But I didn't think she was.
But Simone should have went.
Simone
should have went. And also, guys, to get those legs in that position and have her legs, don't forget how hard that is. You know, Brittany, to like position your legs,
yeah,
right when you're sitting that way.
Exactly.
From Mariah's body to her face to interpreting the toddler, I just don't agree with this.
She,
I'm going to say it
Simone
again. But
she beat Simone so bad. I don't even know if they're like just trying to keep her Simone on for because of it being an, you know,
the bigger girl
versus a bigger girl.
Wait, but wasn't
or
Simone
something?
A top photo last week of,
yeah,
Michelle Obama?
Yeah, she was. And yeah, then she was in the bottom two,
okay,
this week.
So that's why they're keeping her,
exactly,
on.
Exactly.
Not
potential.
Always. They've definitely eliminated girls that got best photo the week before and eliminated them. That's never truly the case. But I just think that there's some ulterior motive. Maybe you never know with this show. But I just don't think that she should have gone home yet. And there's other people.
What was the major reasoning behind Mariah's leaving? I can't remember. What did they say that really just shut her out? Because
it was all about personality. And I do agree that this show is about personality. And I don't know that she was showing that much of a likable personality. But I still think that for what this show is, being a modeling show and competition, I just think, hands down, Simone should have went home. She shoveled haggis and all that, so maybe that saved her. I don't know, but there definitely had to have been an ulterior motive. I agree, Brittany, but we will never know, and we unfortunately had to say goodbye to Mariah,
Mariah,
before she could go lesbo with Asmarie, unfortunately. But we have so much to get to still, guys. We have some inside scoop from Lisa D'Amato, which I know, Brittany, you can give us all the time. We have stuff from Kelly Catrone and from Jizmaya, who was eliminated last week. So let's take a quick commercial, and then we'll come right back with that news and gossip.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, let's get into some news and gossip for America's Next Top Model.
First of all, can you let Tyler say what he needs to say?
We figured out the challenge. We figured out what they won.
The food challenge.
The food challenge winner, i.e. Simone, who ate the most, wins immunity. That's why she's not gone. Doug,
I totally agree,
here.
Tyler.
It's a secret.
Definitely. Sometimes it takes a man to come here and call it.
Yeah, and it was called a secret. Nobody knew. But if you eat the most, you're staying. That's what she got.
Only on a model show, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But let's talk about your La Puccinetta, your BFF, Lisa D'Amato, Brittany. Actually shared some pics for Cycle 18, and I'm not sure if she shared them with you, but no. She actually likes Asmarie, and I'm so excited to announce Ashley, who I keep rooting for, because she says she has a soft spot for her. So I totally agree with Lisa on that. And she said that she likes what Alicia has to say, which is that she said, I don't care if some girls like me and some girls don't. People like might love me or hate me. Regardless, they're going to remember me. She said, that sounds exactly like me from 6 years ago. And her advice was that she's all for the ones that are like, this is who I am. I'm not about to change. Because at the end of the day, you have to follow your heart. Regardless, people are going to tear you apart. And the ones that try to conform are just going to get lost. So you really need to be genuine. So that's some good advice from your buddy Lisa.
Yes, it is. And so you know that Lisa is going to be joining us here in a few weeks.
Oh, so yay.
Yes.
You heard that here. Top model all-star Lisa D'Amato is going to be joining us. So be sure to tune in every week.
She's got the stamp of approval, and she's going to be, I don't know how much I can give away, but it is coming up soon. And she does know the episode, and she got the approval because we know how those contracts are, people.
And that's so right.
She will be in the studio with us very, very soon. So you're just going to have to keep watching.
Is she
people.
Like one of the most popular of the top model girls?
No, that would be me. She just won All Star.
Of course, you are the best, Brittany. But no, I
good
that's
answer.
The one that we that's the one you always hear about.
Well, Lisa won All Stars.
She won. Okay,
that's kind. And, and that was last season.
But going off what she was talking about, the picks that she chose for this particular cycle, that she likes people that are bold. She was always that girl on the show, right?
Very
that was,
bold. Very like Lisa just does kind of what Lisa wants.
This
and
is
she
me.
Just,
and is that what it takes to win? Do you guys think?
Absolutely. I mean, she brings her in every photo shoot. Even if you didn't like her, if you hated her, if you didn't think she was pretty or whatever. Everyone has freaking opinions about Lisa, but it all is that she was Lisa in every shoot and she always brought her personality. So, yes. Woo! That's
absolutely.
A lot of
comments. I can't wait for her to bring her personality here on AfterBuzz TV. So
yay.
Stay tuned for that, guys. But also, I'm loving Kelly Catrone, and I have to say this, when I ran into her at Fashion Week. I met her on the set. Every time I've been around her, I just think she's so straightforward, but she's also really funny. And another interview here, I just wanted to share a few pieces of advice and a few tidbits from Kelly Catrone because I can't get enough. She said it doesn't bother her if she comes off as harsh, but that's different than being mean. She said even though the distinction is blurred a bit on your big flat screen, sometimes she acknowledges she'll even agree with top model's resident nice guy Nigel Barker that a particular young woman has what it takes to make it, but she's not afraid to burst a bubble to save some heartbreak later. She says modeling is hard work and not every woman with stars in her eyes seems to know it. And she helps, obviously, tons of fashion clients cast shows and get placed in magazines. So mothers actually stop Catrone on the street, and they'll say right in front of their daughters, isn't she beautiful? Shouldn't she be a model? And Catrone says that these moms are shocked when she points out if the girls are too short for the runway work or don't have that avant-garde Vogue look. But she says, don't ask the questions if you don't want the answers, which I thought was hysterical.
So true.
Very true.
You gotta be honest.
You have to. That's such
right.
a truth statement.
So,
cutthroat.
It's a business.
Yeah.
It's the business. She's not telling you your child's ugly or they're not gonna make it in life and that they're hideous.
Right.
She's saying, well, to be honest, you know, you need to be this look and it's just not the look she has right now. I mean, that's just a business. That's
she's like, a professional. She knows what she's talking
that's
about.
That's like someone going to a, you know, casting and the kid stuttering the whole time and can't get one of the sentences out and says, but isn't my son just a great actor? Well, no, he stutters all the same time. You know, I mean, no. I mean, like, I'm not just going to lie to you and give your son the job because, you know, I'm nice. It's a business, people. It's a business.
And actually, it's funny because the focus groups that were tested about her on her shows said that she got the most positive response from young viewers when she's honest, and she says it's because kids like that she tells the truth, and they think their parents give them sugar-coated everything in their lives and they want to know what's real, and she says I give really good advice. And she actually shared her best advice, which was you're going to have bad days, people are going to be mean, you're going to make mistakes, but you need to get up the next day, dust yourself off and keep going. And a lot of people are going to have to dust themselves off from her apparently this season, but whatever, she's keeping it real, people.
AKA Louise with her finger in her thumb or her finger in her mouth while she got pulled up at judging. What was that.
Right.
That girl needs an attitude adjustment, and Kelly Katrin is the one to give it to her.
And she will. I love it. She will, too.
I love it. Get your finger out of your mouth, Louise. Gross. I've never, in all of the cycles, seen a girl walk down the stage when she's called up like, for a photo with her finger in her mouth.
Was she trying to still play the baby card, sweetie?
Know.
The photo shoot's over. We're no more babies.
We're moved on from toddlers.
Mouth.
You're now a model again.
Let's go.
Ugh.
I know. I totally agree on that one. And also, speaking of contestants, well, Jasmaya was eliminated very quickly, but there were some interesting things from an interview after her elimination that I wanted to share. They asked her, how would you say America's Next Top Model differed from your experience on Britain's Next Top Model? And she said, I thought this was funny, it was different because I didn't love the girls for one, but I do think it was amazing. The house we got to live in was way better, or it was just unbelievable. It was in the hills in LA, just fantastic. Compared to the British house, whoa. So I thought that was funny. She didn't like any of the girls. And then they said,
we have a bigger budget.
Right.
This is where it started.
They asked who her biggest competition she felt was, and no surprise here, Asmarie, Laura, and Sophie. I have to agree with those, though. I think those are the standouts right now.
Three to watch.
Asmarie better bring it,
totally
because
agree.
I love that all the girls think that she's the one to watch, including myself a little bit, but I'm losing my appeal to her. If she does one more bad photo shoot after this, guess what? I'm done, guys.
But they're giving her shit. Photo shoots.
I don't
like
know.
She's
I
not,
don't care.
They've got to.
Yeah, but everybody's getting the same photo shoot, though.
Right, right. But that's just.
Her. So what? Because she's this hard one with tattoos. They should accommodate. They should accommodate to her. Make the next one like being in a tattoo parlor or something. That'll be the next photo shoot. Doesn't work that way.
Well, okay then. Agreed. She's got to bring it, but she will give her a chance. These last two photo shoots, like you said, it's been clowns in Party City. It's just a mess.
I'm giving her one more chance. One more. It's one more, Asmarie.
How many more?
One more chance.
Interesting that she said those three goals in specific are the ones to watch, Sophie, Asmarie, and Laura, because I couldn't agree more. I thought that Laura knocked it out of the park this week. I think Asmarie has a strong look and a lot of potential, and I think Sophie is the total package of look, personality, everything.
Right. And so she knows. She knows these girls.
Yep, so we're going to have to watch, guys. But before we go, let's make some predictions for next week. As we were talking...
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
How could I forget the creepy music? Oh, we were just talking about
Halloween.
Kelly Katrin, and it seems like she's going to be making a little debut, putting the fear in the girls next week, and I can't wait to see that. And, of course, catfights. We know that's bound to happen. What do you guys predict for next week?
Catfights.
Who was it? Was it Ebony? Who's the plus size?
You're thinking
Simone.
Louise. Oh, or Simone.
Was it Simone in the trailer for next week's just lashing it out on some other girl? Was it Simone?
Yeah, she's definitely got spice, and I think that's exactly why we're still seeing her right now.
That's why she's on the show. She makes great TV. Maybe not the best model, but
I beg to differ about that. I got eliminated first on cycle 8-17 for All Stars.
Because not memorable.
And y'all know I can make some great TV.
We know that. At least you're making it here.
I'm just waiting for the girls to turn on each other, meaning like right now the British are very loyal to the British and the Americans are loyal to the Americans. I'm just waiting for them to turn on their own kind.
Oh, I can't wait that too. I can't wait for the Brits to turn. We know us American bitches are going to turn. That's just in our nature. I want to see the Brits turn because they're always raised to be so polite and, hello, would you like some tea, love? No, I want to be like, you bitch. This motherfucking Brittany. Shit on that shit. I want that shit more. Yeah, yeah. I cannot wait.
As we wrap up the show,
part.
I do want to remind everyone to comment on iTunes. But Brittany, you give enough for people to comment about. So you've done well here today.
Please comment, guys. Please
You've
comment.
Said enough things that warrant a comment. So good job
guys,
on that one.
Guys, please comment on whether or not you like Brittany's British accent. And Brittany will do it again for you next week, I'm sure.
Always.
Every
and
episode.
And I have to say that I enjoy watching these episodes, but I actually enjoy this after show even more and our all-star Brittany Brower bringing it.
Now follow us on Twitter too, guys.
Say it in your accent, Britt. Say it in your accent.
Follow me on at Brittany Brower. It's BrittanyBrower because I know you couldn't tell through my British accent because it sucks.
Accent.
Don't forget to rate her accent on iTunes, guys. And Mari
Fagel and Tyler Brockington. Share your Twitters as well.
Ty, and mine is at Ty_Brocks, B-R-O-C-K-S. Follow me.
And Mari? You can follow me at Mari Fagel. And let me know if you agree with me. I'm picking right now. I agree. Sophie, Laura, and Asmari going all the way.
All the way to the end.
Well, those are the predictions. Follow us all on Twitter to get our inside scoop. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes, guys. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jackie Moran. And also check out my new website, JackieMoran.com. And check out Brittany Brower on Topped Off as well.
Oh, yes, and guys. Topped Off just got just started came out. Back. It just came out today. Check out my
Hilarious.
Topped Off series. Yes.
I love it.
Shooting
so
a new
sure
one tonight.
To check that out on YouTube. And everybody, join us next week and the following weeks for surprise guests from the actual show, including Lisa D'Amato. You heard it here, so stick with us every week, and we'll see you guys next week for episode 3.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.